Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to your show, Destination Health. I'm your, let me click off my ringer here. I'm your host, Kim Cockerham, a member of the Let's Truck team, and I just want to thank you so much for being here today. Becoming healthy is the best decision you'll ever make. You are worth it. It's just worth the time. And so, when we say whether you're venturing down this road for the first time or you've been at this thing called healthy living for a long time, we welcome you. We are here to support each other, learn from each other, celebrate accomplishments, and hold each other accountable with whatever you need. So we are going to get moving. I'll share this with you here. I'm going to try to talk a little slower. It's funny, my family kids me, I get distracted easy, so beware of shiny objects, or they'll always say, like, squirrel, because I'll get distracted and I get off on a tangent. But, I'll tell you, we were sitting on the porch just chatting away. I do talk fast sometimes, and I appreciate you guys bearing with me as I learn to slow down and make this hour last, because this is one of the best hours of the week for me, because I feel like you guys are all out there and we're in this together. So, what I hope you guys got from this is that, you know, when you leave for more time together, that you picked up something that you want to give a try or that you learned. Health isn't a one-size-fits-all. It's going to be things that you try, and it might work, it might not work, and you'll get little bits of it. And that'll change even over your life. So don't let that discourage you. Let that excite you, because there's so much to learn. And I just want you to keep doing that and promise yourself, you know, be your best self. And some days that's better than others. Give grace to yourself when needed, you know, but just keep moving forward. You know, this is the thing when, you know, coming to the show, sometimes when you just feel like you might have had a yucky week or not done the best that you wanted to, you know, that's when we need you guys even out here the most, you know, to come on here together and, like I said, move forward together. So what I do love about this show and this opportunity to be out here is the people that it brings to all of us. And to me, I'm especially grateful. And so when we were out at the CMC in May, there were a couple guys that came up to me and said, you've got to meet Jeff. You've got to meet Jeff. And I hadn't. And so I was so glad we got to chat a little bit about there. And then he was so gracious to want to come on the show today and just share his story and, you know, some of his philosophy and all that he has learned. Because you guys, if there's ever a testimony to somebody living a healthy lifestyle too, look at bodybuilders that my brother was a bodybuilder growing up too. And I, the one thing I'm always amazed at, and I step back and you look at people and you think sometimes like, oh my goodness, you know, the discipline. You just know the discipline both in their fitness level and their diet is huge. And it makes me step back to think, man, can I do that? You know, and so what I love about it is that when you get to meet Jeff, first of all, who's the most humble and gracious person, and they make you want to do more. They make you want to possibly take a look at this and say, hey, how can I fit some of this into my life and so forth. So, you know, we're talking about exercising and strength training and how important it is. And again, it's to see, too, you look at Jeff, who's on the road, and I shared, you know, when I posted this set, the show out there, I shared a little about, you know, he's been driving for 20 years. But I want him to be able to share this with you guys. I want him to share his story. So you look at that and you say, how does he do it? You know, how does he do this on the road and keep up with it? And what are, you know, what may be some of his challenges? So I hope you'll, you know, when you get to listen to his story, I hope you also press one and ask questions. Use this time to pick his brain and learn from him too. So without further ado, if I press the right button here, I'm going to bring Jeff on, and we're just going to get started right away because I don't want to waste any time, Jeff, now that I got you here. Jeff, and I want to thank you. He's out driving today like all you guys are, and, you know, guys and gals, please forgive me. I always say guys. My mom gets mad at me about that, but I'm talking to all of us out here, men and women who are out there driving. And thank you for pulling off to the side of the road so that you could share some time with us today.
Oh, it's no problem at all. It's a pleasure. I'm more than happy to do it. And it's been on, it's been something that's been on my mind for probably 15 years now that I, you know, that I'm just as glad that I had the opportunity to meet you guys, and you kind of put the fire back in me to want to help people, because it was something that I had lost over just the course of such negativity out there that, you know, you just kind of lose, I just lost sight of what was important, I guess.
Yeah.
And my whole reason for even starting, you know.
Well, tell us a little bit about that, Jeff. I mean, just from the get-go, what was it? What tell a little bit about, first of all, I hear, you've been driving for 20 years, so share a little bit about your family. You came from a truck driving family, too, right?
Yeah, I did. My dad's been trucking since 71, so 44 years, I guess. And so have a few of my uncles. And my dad was always, I got a lot of it from him. He was always kind of health conscious without really kind of really knowing he was, I think.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he really meant to be. It's just kind of, it's just his way. And like he always realized, he always did a little exercise. He never ate too much junk food. And he just, he struggled being, he didn't want to be skinny. He was a skinny kid, and he didn't ever wanted to be a skinny guy.
Oh.
So he always exercised on the road, and it was something that I always wondered why he always hid when he did it. Like, he always hid when he did it, and
oh, really?
I kind of do the same. It's not something I don't do it out in the open if I can help it. You know, it's a shy thing, I guess.
Okay.
I guess it's because whenever people have seen you, they come up and they say, oh, what, are you trying to make us look bad? No, I'm just trying to make myself look good, man. It's got nothing to do with you. People are so negative. You just got to let that, and it's something that I struggle with. I have to let that part go, you know. And it's probably my own shyness. No, it's just my dad is a big inspiration in my life.
Oh, that's great.
And he's still in great shape in his 60s.
Wow, that's fabulous. And that's really cool to have that kind of example in your life, too, and that you really picked up on that. Yeah. So you've been driving for 20 years. How long are you out when you're out on the road?
Well, here lately, like the last couple of years, I've really expanded. I guess I don't get out as much as I used to. But for us, it's generally like we do we haul aggregate and road construction. So we're all around the province, and it's generally 10 days out and 4 days off.
Okay.
But yeah.
So I'm going to back up then, and then I'm going to come back to that, because that's how you work daily on the road. You know, that's how you live daily on the road. So what got you started? So you thought, okay, so your dad was an example all your life, but then what was it? Was there a pivotal point, or was this part of your life, or was there a point where you said, I want to put some focus to this, and I'm going to amp up? Was there a time that happened?
Yeah, I actually remember it exactly. I was coming into Lloydminster. It's a border town in Alberta and Saskatchewan up north. And I was coming into town, and I seen a guy with a big bag of chips on his dash. And I said, Jesus, don't people know that they shouldn't eat that stuff? And isn't there, like there's better ways? And then it dawned on me that they don't. And I thought, well, maybe I can help with this. And I struggled with that for a few years. And then I finally got to a point where I knew I had to hit the highway and do the over the road in order, if I wanted the whole industry to, you know, if I wanted to be to be legit.
It's okay.
And it was something it was something that people had always told me too, that I just couldn't do if I was on the over the road. So I actually parked everything, and I took a year, and I got hired on with an outfit out of Alberta, because I didn't want anyone to know me or know anything about anything. And I just did my job, and I left at, you know, in this relatively good shape, and my goal was to just come back the same. And driving over the road, I started to notice quite a few gyms. I would write down the exit numbers. And and when I drive back around, I would stop at them. And I started to notice that I was getting to do this a lot. And my size was coming back like I had when I was younger. Like I was just a 34 years old at this point. And then I kind of seen there was a bodybuilding show in Lloydminster that was around the same time that my year was up. And I thought, well, wouldn't that be something if I could enter and just compete? You know, I knew I could compete. And I actually went in it, and I ended up winning. And I did a lot of that workouts in my truck. Like, there was, I got it all as a diaried and everything. And there was like 4 or 5 days at a time where I wouldn't be able to hit a gym. And it was stuff that I did in my truck. You know, it was kind of a combination of both. And I took 3 months of that. I didn't eat anything except for out of a truck stop because I didn't want that to be an excuse. People saying that, you know, you can't eat on the road. Well, I only ate out of a truck stop for 3 months. 6 months, I didn't even have a cooler in my truck. You know, I did all these little things to just to show that all these different ways it can be done. Like, everyone's got an excuse, and I mean, I have my own excuses, and in certain aspects of my life, I'm really horrible, and you know, that I'm trying to get better on, like with the numbers thing and everything, and you know, it's just, we all can be helped in certain areas, and we all got to learn to accept help in certain areas.
That's a great point. Yeah. I love the fact that you went out very focused. I apologize if you had told me that and I didn't remember, that you specifically like ate out of truck stops to show that you could still do this on the road. So you went out with a very, you know, it's so interesting, Jeff, because our show last week was on doing good is good for you. And you went out with a heart of learning this and working it yourself, so that you would be able to give back to others and show, hey, I was able to do that.
Yeah,
and
no,
I think that is awesome.
It was the whole goal. It was the whole goal of it was to, like, at that time, I really, I had a fire. Like, I don't know, I was, if I could go back and visit that guy that I was that year, it was, I'd sure like to meet him, because it wasn't me. I was very driven and determined. Way more than I've ever been. I'm a very shy person, and I would go up to people and I would hound people at truck stops until they could find out where a gym was, how close it was, could I park a truck there. I would phone cab companies and ask how much for a ride there, and that's just stuff that I just normally don't do, you know. And it was a great year of my life. It was great. I enjoyed it. When I get a bit older again, when I retire, I'll probably do it again.
That is so cool. So that, I mean, just that 1 year. So, I mean, you absolutely stepped out of your comfort zone. For a different reason? I mean, I was saying, like, last week when I did that for something bigger than myself, it actually, I don't want to say it was easier, but there's something about that when you're doing it for something bigger. And just like all of us individuals too, you know, a lot of times they say you got to do it just for yourself, but yet you're getting healthy for your family too.
Exactly.
So if that's a motivator too, just like this was a motivator for you to go and experience this and live it, so that you could then turn around and say, hey, I did this, you can do it too. I think that's a great way to, you know, a lot of people ask, how do you stay motivated? How that, you know, if you have to do that to say how you could then turn around and share with others, grasp onto that and find a way to make it work. So was that, Jeff, okay, so you were talking about that's that 1 year that you really did that focus, like, right?
Yeah.
And then did the contest. And then take us forward from there. Like, where did you go, you do then?
Okay, well, from there, like I never did go out on the road with this bodybuilding thing in mind. It was never even a thought until 6 months in, 5 months in. And then I got focused on that. But then, at that show, I had a cousin who was killed when I was 20. We were very close. Our dads ran the trucking company together, so we spent our summers and, you know, with our dads. And, you know, he was just 4 years older than me. He was like my big brother.
My goodness.
And my cousin was also going to do a bodybuilding show the year he was killed. So that, like, the whole focus was never, like, it wasn't on him, and it all ended up being about him in the end. It was, like he, you know, I don't know what I believe or anything, but I don't know, that day of that show, something came into me that wasn't me, and, you know, it was – just a whole day of euphoria, and I stood in the mirror. Like, my cousin Jamie and I, we loved Special and we loved Rocky, and it was our goal to look like him. And I just remember I got up 4 in the morning. I had a carb load and a fat load at a bit the night before, and I didn't really know what to expect. And I got up, and I remember I turned around and looked in the mirror, and I just was like, oh, my God, who is this guy? And,
yeah.
And like, so Jamie is just like, he said, well, we did it. You know, it was just like something that we did together, and it was the most unbelievable feeling that I've ever had in my life. And
you know what?
I think
I'm so glad you shared that with us.
Yeah, I think a lot of it was because of that I keep doing it, because it's never been the same amount of time or the same amount of, you know, like he was there the whole day, but, you know, and then as I've competed several times since, it gets very, you know, short. It's only maybe 10 seconds, but I'd go through hell for that 10 seconds. It's awesome of a feeling.
Hang on to that, because I think I believe in that 100%. You know, I really, really do.
Yeah, well, it could be in your mind, but your mind's right, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's the whole thing. I mean, you're honoring him with what you're doing as well, and then, you know, on my side, I'm saying thank you, Ben, for turning around and sharing it with all of us. So that's just so real.
Yeah, no, the whole reason I started, like, that I even took that year to do that was just because I did want to help people. That was my ultimate goal, was to help people. And I'm glad when I got the call to come to the CMC as a late joiner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was just 2 weeks out from a show, and I was like, geez, it's bad timing. But you know what? I just had a feeling that I have to go, because I said, mm-hmm, I have to get around some like-minded people to get my fire going again, you know, because
it's good for you. You
can let yourself get us a beat down, and I knew that I had something to share to help people, and that's all I wanted
mm-hmm.
to do.
And look at it. That's so great. So take that. Okay, so I know, and we jumped through a whole bunch of stuff. So you were talking about the year, but then we skipped out.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So we skipped from that year to jump to the CMC, so I want to back up a little bit to what, you know, all that you've done, you know, even, you know, share with, you know, with your work, and then you still continue this path. And even with some discouragement, you could have been very discouraged by that. Some people don't necessarily see, you know, or are open at that time to hear what you might want to share, but yet you still kept going. So what has happened since then, since 2009?
Since Off the Highway, I got such, at that show, I got such, such praise from all the judges. Like, they all come backstage and see me. Like, I didn't even put paint on. I didn't know you had to. I didn't know anything. Like, I was white on stage. Everyone else had that paint on. I didn't even know you had to do that. So they, like, cause they gave me paint for the night show, and they said, geez, well, you might as well paint up for your family for the show part. And then they're all like, well, who was to train you? What are you on? I'm like, I don't know. I trained myself. I'm a truck driver. I said, like, for the most part, all these judges had us at gyms all over the province. Like, well, I've seen you at your gym. I've been at your gym. No, you haven't. I wouldn't recognize someone like you. I said, no, you wouldn't. I said, I wear a long sleeve shirt. No one, I don't look any different than anybody else, you know, with my shirt on. And, you know, they're like, I would have recognized you. I said, no. And then I just got such good praise that I decided to do provincials that year. It was later, I don't know, it was 4 months later. It was a bit too long to diet. Like, I just remember I had lost more weight. Like, it was just too long of, and I didn't know what I was doing. So, I got second at that show, and then I just knew I could do better, so I just continued from there. And then 2010, I got quite big in 2010. I was up to 100, just about 90 pounds, and for me, that's really big.
Mm-hmm.
And then I over-dieted again, and I wasn't happy, so then I just keep doing it, I guess. And in 2013, I thought I looked good. I did, you know, I got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then this year, I improved a bit more. But the day of the show, like, it's such science behind that day. It doesn't matter what you're looking at the day before; it's that day. And I just kind of lost I was flat, I guess you could say. But but with my overall preparation, everything, you know, I was very happy, like with my legs and stuff. You know, it's it's a timing thing, and sometimes it doesn't quite time out.
Yeah.
But, and then from here, I don't honestly know. I think I may step back and focus more on this part of it.
Oh, good.
To help people rather than. Because it's a very selfish and it's like having another full-time job. I mean, all the food prep and then the training and then still having a full-time job, it's a full, you know, you don't sleep much.
Yeah, I bet. And you know what, and that's, I want to hear some more about that too, because that's, you know, everybody listening is so confusing. Okay, so now how do I fit something like this, even a portion of it, into life on the road? I mean, something that stuck out to me was just that, like you learned where the gyms were and the exits were, like to find a place to go. You know, so if you were stepping back, so you share with us, you know, like how you got started and so forth. So what? I don't want to jump all the way. I'm thinking about this. I'm trying to jump. I don't want to jump all the way to. But I know people are probably questioning because I'm feeling like, okay, you know, like where do you get started?
I think I understand what you're saying. Like when I first started trucking, I was like, I've always been kind of like as a gym. Like I was a very small kid. I played football in grade 9 at under 5 feet and I weighed 93 pounds. And you know, I was always small and then when I grew, I just started lifting weights and it was something that I just took to. You know, I reacted fast to it. And I was good at it, I guess, lack of a better word. And when I started trucking, it would all just go away all the time. And it was very hard and on my, like on my mind. It was something that I struggled with all through my 20s. Because in the 90s, work was hard to find. And it was kind of a recession up here, even into the early 2000s. Like, we didn't work much in the winter back then. So I had, like, it was 4 months where I could get all my size back, and then I would just watch it all go away all summer. At that point in my life, I just thought working out was only in the gym. That's all it could be, and that's all it was.
Okay.
And then in my late 20s, I think it was about 29, and I just decided, you know what, Jeff, just give up on this being big thing, and let's just be in shape. And I was amazed at what a little bit of stuff that I did. It just blew my mind what just a little bit of stuff for 10 minutes in the morning can do. And then obviously I had to go back to the weight training part from there, but I mean that was kind of what made me, like, I never wanted to accept myself as a truck driver. It was something I never wanted to do. I tried to do other things and it just was, until I finally got that, my head around that I could do this and do this, like, you know, I'm a very happy person now as compared to what I was in my 20s.
Awesome.
I was miserable. I blamed everything on trucks. Everything was a truck story.
And I appreciate you sharing that, because that's just life in your 20s, too. You know what I mean? You think,
you're hard on yourself.
And so now you find
you still have the big dreams.
But you found a way to balance it with, you know, now you have the love of driving and trucks and, you know, you've come up through a family of it. And I could see where you could kind of clash with that, what you wanted to do on the bodybuilding side and the health side, and that, you know, that you couldn't find a way to bring it together. But it sounds like you have now, right?
Yeah, no, for sure, yeah.
And when did that happen? When did you find that balance between what you were doing on the road and working, and you're still able to feed this love of health and bodybuilding? What changed? What was something that changed with it?
I think change was just acceptance of myself. Like I had quit 1 year when I was 25, and I went to school. I took social work, and that was a big year in my life, because I had never thought of myself as too intelligent before that. I guess because, like, I always stuttered as a kid. Well, I still do. I'm actually doing pretty good today, surprisingly. But
you are.
But it was something that made me feel stupid, I guess you could say. Mm. And I never thought of myself as too smart. And I was so glad that I did that year in school because it was, you know, it just really made me realize that I wasn't.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
although I didn't do anything with it or whatever, it was just a great year for, you know, just for my own, just for my own self-worth.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a big point in my life. And then I guess around 29, 30, I just decided that I could be in shape and don't worry about being big. And I just was able to find things to do and, you know, and it was easy.
Yeah, yeah, he embraced it that way. And I'm sure you're probably still continuing to learn. And I think that's the thing that we're so impatient now. Like, we want to know now how to do something. What results now? And it is a process.
Exactly,
It's a process.
Huge process.
Yeah. So with that, so tell us now, like, where are you at now with, or you would even, Jeff, do you even mind sharing, like, what's a typical, I know you're coming off the competition, that was the end of May, which congratulations, right, a second and a third. And you said you seemed a little flat there, but you still placed in the top three, which is fabulous.
I could have been better, I think, but oh well.
And I go back to the whole discipline of the diet thing.
It is what it is. You can't. Yeah.
You came to C&C because you heard the calling for that it was time, you know, important for you to be there.
Yeah, sure. No, and I'm. Yeah, I'm very happy I did.
Oh yeah, we are too. And you had your cooler with you the whole time, didn't you? With your.
Yeah.
With your food.
With me, yeah.
So,
that's
so what's a typical day like?
To be on the road is to always be prepared.
And we talked a little bit about that. And I hope to, Brittany, we were talking about next week's show, too, just about that, because so many people out, we have some great Facebook pages and groups out there that just really do a lot of food prep. Tell us about that. What do you do on the road to prep your food and keep yourself on track?
Well, I can eat anything. I'm kind of that person. Well, I mean, I don't have to, it doesn't have to taste good. I guess I'm kind of, I can put food out of my mind. But, in the wintertime here, it's easy because it's cold outside. I just pack a bunch of food. I just fill up these toolboxes. It's easy in the winter. in the summer, well, you can have a cooler, so you can have a couple days where the food easy. If you can bring it from home, all the better. Like, your meats and stuff from home, it's all the better. But at these grocery stores now, you can buy a cooked chicken. You can buy eggs that are boiled. You know, I wouldn't say I have anything new than that anybody else hasn't had. It's just the amount of food that I've had to eat. Because when you train, you know, you need, you know, 6-7 big meals a day. Meals is just with food is just eat as real as you can. Don't eat processed. Don't eat bread. Don't eat and eat your fats. Like, that is right. That is 100% right. You feel so much better.
Yeah.
You have your bowel movements regular. Everything's just flows. Everything flows.
Yeah.
When you have
it's all working. That's good. And you had mentioned,
and
like, we had...
who you are, your carbs, too.
What's that?
I just said, like for someone like me, I need carbs, too, because I got too fast of a metabolism where, you know, I've just figured out my body to where I know what I can eat to look a certain way, I guess. That's over years and years and years of, like, I've tried every diet there is out there. I've taken the time and put in 3 months into just about them all. And you know what? Basically, they all work if you eat the realest food.
Yeah,
you know?
Isn't it true? But
the big thing is, eat your vegetables. And if you eat something raw with every meal, even if you're going to go to a truck stop and have a hit meal. If you put a handful of spinach in your mouth, and if you eat that before you go in, you're way better off than if you didn't, because it puts that raw, just helps. It's just, even if you do just a little things like that, it all just helps.
That's really cool.
I know we don't like
the
vegetables, and it doesn't taste good, but you know what? Your mom told you to eat them. You should have been eating them. Now eat them. You know?
Yeah. And you know what? I think they can.
It's over so quick. It's over so quick.
But I think they're wonderful, some of them. It's just, we have us talk about the no grain, that kind of stuff, and so many times when we look at, when I look at a bodybuilder and I would say, like, what they can't eat, but yet, what can you eat that just feeds your body? And what I love that you said, and you've learned this over a period of time, is that you know what works for your body and what doesn't. And
that's the key. Everybody's different.
Yeah, right. And how fun is that to learn what fuels you and what brings you down and take note of it and, you know, stop doing the stuff that brings you down and do the stuff that fuels you. And and I love that other thing you just said, that about eating something raw with every meal, you know. That's a neat little tip.
It's as simple as that, really. I mean, that's a great place to start.
Okay, good.
Just get something raw on you before anything.
You know what
it's
I want to say?
It's why you eat your salad first, I think.
Yeah, is it? Yeah. No, I mean, oh, gosh, and it's just so fresh. And you had mentioned when we were, you sent me a couple points, and there were some that stood out and it kind of fits in with what you're saying right now. You jotted down level and food chart. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Well, what people don't understand is, like, your body has a pH just like, say, your just like your antifreeze in your engine. And if you're acidic, it's going to eat away you just like it's going to eat away your engine. You cannot lose, no matter what you do, you will not lose weight if you are acidic, like overly acidic. You'll be tired.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have, you'll have that. If you're a guy, you'll have lower testosterone. You get autoimmune diseases. Autoimmune diseases won't grow in an alkaline body. They can't. So, you know, that's why you have to eat that raw stuff. And the thing is, you do need acidic food too. You do need a balance, but understand that all your meats are acidic. All your grains are acidic. And so and that's probably 80% of most people's diets.
Yeah.
So
how do you balance
it
out?
The most alkaline food is lemons, limes, grapefruits, and just watermelons. And all the lemons are very low in sugar, carb, or what? Like, I heard I was listening to some of your shows. I heard some guy say he couldn't eat lemons because of the carbs.
Yeah,
I was about to jump through the phone. But
again, that's the thing that some people think.
Water.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's a good way to start your day.
Yeah, if you drink a lemon with this warm water first thing in the morning, it's the best thing you ever do for yourself.
Yep. You'll feel it instantly.
And it
kind of resets.
And it's good for your liver. It's good for your liver. It's a great food.
Yeah.
And it's cheap, and you can squeeze it on your salad. You just squeeze it on anything.
Yeah. So I didn't realize that. I think that's why that stood out to me. So it's funny. So testing your pH level, we can liken that to like our taking our oil sample, like in the truck, correct? I mean, it's the life of your engine, the oil,
and this is something else that is good for your pH too. Is apple cider vinaigrette, which is something you could put on your salad too. Like, it's what these sailors, the sailors use to secure the scurvy. They didn't have any vegetables to eat or anything out in the ocean, so that's what they took.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think it's something
that's
simple.
And that's very
that's
easy,
too. Yeah, Jeff, Brittany had just let me know, because, you know, Brittany, you got to chat with her. She's working the show with me today, and was like, she sent me a question. She goes, does he use apple cider vinegar? And right away, you said it right at the same time, and she was like, oh, there it is. and it's so true.
Yeah.
And it was one of the things, like, when Brittany was researching stuff, you know, when you put the focus on your health, and, you know, like, Kevin does a ton of research, and it's actually fascinating, but at the same time, it's overwhelming to a lot of us, you know, like, you know, and then you start down the path, and you think, oh, and then you hear later, it's not good for you, to do. But this is back.
Yeah,
again.
Oh, no, there's
we're
so
talking,
much stuff.
We're talking,
you know, it almost... Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's
we're talking lemon juice.
You have to pick something that works for you.
Yeah, and try it. So if people were going to try something,
yeah.
I just think you need two things. And it's like, okay, first thing in the morning, or when, you know, depending on what your cycle is when you're driving, when you go to get up after you've rested, yeah, squeeze some lemon in a warm glass of water, or take a tablespoon, one or two tablespoons of the apple cider vinegar. And have that first thing in the morning. And that does, it kind of resets your pH level of your body.
Yep.
Is that true? Yeah. Something that simple. We think it's this big stuff.
No, it, you know, there is no big secret. It all boils down to basically eat your vegetables. I mean, that's a big part. And just eat real food.
So what is your eat real food? Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's so true. Eat real food. What is typically your go-to? I mean, and again, I don't mean to go back to it. Just bodybuilding has a different mentality sometimes, because you do see, you look at food sometimes as
a
different thing.
Yeah, you almost have to force yourself. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It's for a purpose.
Yeah,
for
like
a purpose.
I mean,
which...
Yeah,
Jeff, that should be that way for all of us, because we need the energy to get through the day. We want to feel good. So food is fuel for our body. So, you know, so can you even share, like, what would it be helpful for people to know what you ate, like, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Or you said you eat six meals a day. So what does the day look like for you?
Well, as the contest, what I did this time for this contest, I kind of switch it up a little bit every time. Well, just to see what works, because you want to know what works the best. But I did a carb cycle this time around. I had a three-day – I ate something – I was on a three-day split. So every – you know, there was day one, day two, day three, and then it's back to day one.
Okay.
And I always generally eat just four eggs for breakfast. And it would range from a half cup to a cup oatmeal, depending on the day.
Uh-huh.
On the high carb days, I'd eat a banana. On the low carb days, I'd eat grapefruit with a grapefruit.
Okay.
And then my next four meals were chicken or fish, and potato or rice, and unlimited vegetables on the. There was only one day where I didn't eat the vegetables. I just ate more starch. And I also dropped my protein those days. And then on the third day was a super high fat day. I would eat no starch and very high fat. So I'd eat...
Is this a typical day, or is this like when you're in training?
This was in us training. A typical day now, or when I'm not in training, I don't eat a whole lot different than that. I just don't.
I figured. Yeah.
I don't have to think about it all the time. It's not a job.
Yeah.
You don't think, man, it's already 11 o'clock and I've only eaten once. I could eat five more times yet. So, but I eat clean. I go to fast food restaurants all the time. If I don't have a choice out here, I just throw away the bun, or don't get the. You know, you can do it. It's kind of an expensive way to do it, but if you don't have a choice, you know, you can order stuff without the mayo,
mm-hmm.
without that, and then just throw away the bun or eat half the bun, whatever you need that day.
That's great.
But I did find that the grain thing interesting that Kevin was talking about. I found that very
mm-hmm.
interesting.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm reading more of to incorporate that into some of my endurance stuff, because I'm trying to stay like under, I think it's under 60 grams while, and see how this next event goes for me too. Cause I was into that. And to tell you the truth, Jeff, I had lost my weight on low carb, and then I started working out and exercising, So, and I did strength training. That was when I was the best shape of my life. And I encourage anybody to, and that's where, Jeff, I want to have you back too, to talk about this strength training, because I think
it gets
lost. And like you said, you did it 10 minutes a day, and using your chalk. So that's why we need to have you back to talk about this. Strength training to me is the long term. You know, you put it together with the diet. But
strength training,
there's so many.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. And that's why your metabolism is so high too, and you're this and that, because, not to mention.
I mean.
Yeah.
If I decide that I want to lose some weight, like if I don't want to carry this muscle around, it'll just gradually dwindle down, and I'll drop back down to, my 165 where my body feels the most comfortable, and I'm fine with that. It's kind of funny that way too. Like no matter like, even though I can lift weights, get like really strong, I can lift all this weight, yet I cannot maneuver my body the way I could when I was 165 pounds and not lifting any weights. And in the end, what does it? All you're there to do is to move your own body. So you can it all depends how you want to look at it and what your goal is. It all depends on your goal.
Yeah.
But I still think that you should try to lift some weights or some resistance training a couple times a week for sure.
Yeah, and there's so many easy ones
for
people can Google and look at, and we got to find a way to get some pictures or video, because when you get into it, you want to get into more technique and that kind of stuff. But so little things for body, from push-ups to squats and lunges, that kind of stuff, would be so great.
Yeah,
we need to dive into some of that a little bit more too.
I met a couple guys at the CMC, and I give them a routine. They've been doing it now since, and I've been getting good feedback from them. I have to make something new for them, so maybe
just
kind of video it, maybe, and that anyone wants to try it. Or
yeah, we could put that on the website. And you know what, Jeff, I'm going to open up for a couple questions here in just a minute, but Brittany's been working so hard on, she's getting a newsletter together for us for Destination Health. It'll go out once a month. And so we'd love to have you in the first one, if there's something, that we can reach out and have you share there. So we'll build on this because it's a process. And the one thing I hope everybody gets from this, and what I'm getting that I'm, listening to you too, is just that, just like, it's so interesting, isn't it? We take such good care of our trucks and our cars and our this and that. Our body.
Exactly, yeah.
We don't step back and like learn how our body reacts to certain things we eat. We need to pay attention to it. Like if we put some bad fuel in, we're gonna feel like crap. And let's all get fascinated with our own bodies and what makes them strong.
Just an example of that. I talked to my dad this morning, and he just told me, and I could tell by his voice. I said, "Have you been eating lots of bread again?" He kind of paused, and he goes, "Yeah." I go, "I could tell." So I know I'll stop. So it's a good indicator of if you're eating something that your body doesn't agree with is if you're always having to clear your throat or you're always swallowing.
Oh.
You get that mucus reaction, like your body. Like, if you eat ice cream or something, if you drink milk, you'll kind of notice it.
Yeah.
Or if you're wheat, or if you're gluten intolerant, you kind of can. Yeah.
Okay, you just had me do it. And so, Jeff, you just had me do a check then. Have I been clearing my throat already? No, that is so cool. It's just, isn't it fascinating? It's so fascinating, our bodies. It's just so cool.
Yeah, it is. It'll give you little less tricks. You just got to be aware of what it's trying to tell you.
What it's trying to tell you. That's cool.
Yeah, you just have to listen to it.
Okay. Well, Jeff, hang on. I'm gonna grab a couple calls. So would you just stay on? So I'm gonna go to James here in Colorado. Have him share. And please, I'm gonna have you share first. Any thoughts that you have? Okay. Any questions that people have? So. We're heading to Colorado, so James, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kim. How's it going?
Good. How about you?
And I'm just fine. Yeah, when I was in the Navy, I was like 30 years old, I got assigned to a job that was very physically demanding, but I was completely out of shape. I was failing my my physical assessment test and all that. I was way overweight and all that. So I'm one that believes that, you know, try to find a way to make your job better, if not easier. So what I was, I did is I got up early in the morning, and I'm sort of like Josh's dad. I'm very shy about working out in front of people, right?
Okay.
So I would have a gym all to myself. We had 24-hour gyms on the ship and everything, and I got in really good shape, you know, not to the point where I couldn't move about like a bodybuilder, but I was very strong and very agile. And then people started noticing this, and they were asking me, said, hey, could I work out with you? And then when I told them, says, yeah, meet me at the gym at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'll tell you what I did. So nobody showed up, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like that, you know. So, but I guess my question for Josh is, you know, I'm a company driver, right? And we have routes that we have to stay to, and we cannot drive too far off of it. And I've heard of, like, you know, owner-operators and all that. They'll drive to a 24-hour fitness and everything, but that's their truck. They could drive it wherever they want to. So trying to find a gym on the road to where you get there for the night, you know, do your workout and all that, and basically make it, you know, your place for the night. I mean, how do you do that and stay pretty close to an interstate at the same time, you know? Or what can I do in the truck itself that would kind of turn it into a gym? Because the only thing I really have as far as weights are available is this 130-pound weight that I use for curls and, you know, and some tricep work, but that's about it.
Yeah, something that my dad used to do when I was a kid, and I had us mention this to two of those guys that I met at the CMC, and they thought, like, it was just the most, they thought it was the most brilliant idea there was, is just a tarp strap. It was those black ones with the hooks that's laid down by your seat all the time. My dad used to pull on those with do a whole bunch of different variations for shoulders or your triceps. You can hold it down into your bicep. You know, it's something that my dad used to do, I don't know, I guess it'd be 40 years ago, 30 years ago. And it's something that I still do. And so a tarp strap works. You can also buy those.
You talk about
bands,
those ratchet,
you know,
tarp straps? You talk about ratchet, like,
no,
tarp,
no,
straps
the,
for
no, the black ones that are the ones with the two hooks on the ends. That you
oh,
can,
the rubber
you can
straps.
The, hooks out.
The rubber,
yeah,
elastic,
the rubber
straps
ones,
you're talking,
yeah,
about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they're called. I've always called them tarp straps. I think they're probably called bungee cords or...
Yeah, tie-down straps. Yeah, the black tie-down straps, yeah.
Yeah, that's something that my dad always did. Or, I mean, just something as simple. You know, what us people don't realize is just if you just flex your muscles, that's actually working them out. Like, something you should do, like, for us, the truck drivers, because we get, you know, we sit so long, you can get that, those blood clots. Something as simple as us doing some calf raises as you drive. Just... if you're just moving your feet every 10 minutes,
right,
you can just lean against the steering wheel, and if you put your elbow there, you can flex over, and you can kind of crunch your ab, you know, from the side to side or to the forward, you know. And outside the truck, you can do lunges, squats. I got way. I have to hook my feet on certain parts of the truck, so I can do. Stuff that's more advanced, like one legs. You can make push-ups pretty so hard by if you elevate your feet.
Right.
If you put one that I've always done is I put my hand inside the rim on the tire rim so that it kind of puts more
like a drive
on
or something
one side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just so one hand is more elevated than the other. So it'll force you to do more work with your opposite hand that's lower.
Right.
You know, there's all kinds of stuff you can, I think I should probably get some kind of video where I could just kind of show people. It is hard to explain.
Yeah,
it would be
because
awesome.
I have like six exercises and they're becoming very mundane. You get bored of doing the same six exercises over and over again.
Yeah, well, and your body gets used to those same six exercises.
Yeah,
and it just won't react anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's why you have to keep it guessing. I would think a good thing is just if you can, as a skip rope is a great exercise, and you don't need much room.
Right.
You know, that's a great
exercise.
Okay. I mean, I know it takes coordination, and I'm not very coordinated, but I've kind of come to skip not too bad. But no, there's...
Yeah.
You have to do your circle check anyway, so why not lunge around the truck? You know?
Lunge around the truck?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, just
lunges
the around
squat
the truck.
Walk or something, or it's called a farmer's walk or something like that.
Yeah, or just just anything anything to add to some degree of difficulty to something you already have to do. You'll be surprised once you start kind of doing this stuff for yourself, you start thinking up, geez, I could do this and use this and use this and use this. It just all kind of works together.
Right.
So the more you start to kind of think about it, you'll be, I never thought of that before.
Right.
And Chuck, you could be teaching me things in a couple months, you know?
There you go.
It's just the way it works.
Right. Yeah. With Tim, I was going to make a statement, more of a statement than a question. It seems like as far as our health is concerned, one of the most dangerous positions to be in is when you're very out of shape and when you're starting to get into shape. You know, when you lose a lot of weight and you're starting to become physically capable, you start believing you don't have to exercise or diet anymore. Because I'm feeling great. I feel better than I've ever had before. And you start losing focus on what you did to get to that point, and you start going back down that, you know, that road again. You know, so
it's very true.
That's something I was fighting the last couple of weeks. Was like, wait a minute, I'm skipping exercises. I'm not eating that well because I think I'm entitled to it. I got to stop thinking that way. In fact, I'm going to be running right after this phone call. So,
there we go.
Yeah.
It is just that when it becomes part, I start and stop so much and I want to, you know, kick myself. And that's where getting around people that are, you know, like-minded people that keep you going, and hopefully you have somebody that will say, hey, when's the last time you got out running? When's the last time you did this?
Right.
So, good for you for catching it. Good for you for catching it.
Yeah. So, Kim,
just keep it up. Just.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Kim, after you get off the phone with me, could you transfer me back over to Brittany? I have like a technical question for her.
She can pick up and she will do that. So that's how we roll here. So So okay, James, thank you. She's gonna grab me here real quick. So thanks so much for coming on and sharing. And before I let you go here, so what's ahead for you this weekend, as far as you said you're going for a run after we talk? How are you reeling things back in?
What was the question again? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you had mentioned that, you know, you'd gotten a little comfortable and that you were going to, go for a run after the show or after you get
right.
somewhere?
Yeah, after the show, I'm going to go for a run. I'm actually up to a mile now. I've been working on it.
Great.
I can do a mile run now. So I could join the Runners Club now. I've been feeling like I didn't deserve to be part of the Runners Club because I couldn't even run a mile at one time. So now I'm up to 1 mile at a time, and I could do that three times a day, and I do that every other day. But, the tough part is that you have to kind of find out where your motivation during the day is. And I find that my motivation at the end of the night is very hard to get because you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
And all.
Yeah. So you just have to trick yourself and get started. Hey, I'm just going to do it for 5 minutes, you know, and you'll keep going. So hopefully, did we lose you, James? I'm going to put him back on hold here so maybe Brittany can pick up on him. So I'll check in with him later. So, okay. Hey, we're going to, Jeff, we're going to go take another question here real quick from John. We're going to head off here to Massachusetts. So, hi, John. How are you?
Hi, how you doing today?
Doing great. And you?
I'm doing good. You know, the last time I got inspired by somebody that was on the show was Kevin. I quit eating wheat. I refuse to get inspired today. Although
what?
You're very inspiring. Thank you.
Wait. What are you saying here?
What I'm saying is that I get inspired by people and then I make these commitments out loud on the show, and then I feel forced to go through with these commitments. Getting inspired to join a gym.
There we go. Well, yeah. Or at least do some lunges around your truck, okay? I want to see some FaceTime in there.
I know that's such a backwards way of thinking, but, you know, everybody that listens to the show knows that I'm a slow changer. I'm going to have too much change at once. I can't handle it. I actually have a question, and then I also wanted to check in about my whole wheat thing. My question is, if I was going to be doing just one exercise, just one, what would you recommend to be the very first exercise that I do and master?
For strength training?
Well,
I'm assuming for strength training,
yeah,
right, John? Good.
Yeah, it all kind of depends on your fitness level, but I would say
it's relatively low.
Okay, well then, I would hold on to something and try to squat. Like maybe don't go down all the way at first, and then you can work yourself all the way up to jump squatting to one legged squatting to, you know, it just goes on and on. It is the one exercise that kind of involves the whole body, but I guess if you don't have any weight and if you're just talking about doing it outside the truck, probably just a good old fashioned burpee or something. That's a pretty hard exercise. You know, it kind of involves all muscle groups and.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
I'm afraid of
burpees. If you're at a lowest level, well then you want to start. You know, you always want to start. You know, you don't want it to hurt. You want it to ache
right.
a bit. You don't want it to hurt.
Okay.
You know, because then if it hurts too much, you won't do it again. And you want to do it again. You want to get good at it. You just have to know where you're at and start accordingly. It is kind of, you know, it is tough. Like something that I did when I couldn't get out of the truck for like as a cardio. If I had to do cardio training, I'd grab one liter bottle of water that was empty, and as I drived, I would beat it on the steering wheel as fast as I could, and then I would switch hands and do it, and you wouldn't believe the sweat you get going doing that 20 minutes. You know, it's just...
That's
it's
odd.
Small
That's
little
odd, but cool.
Yeah, small little things
I like
are the difference. It's not big, you know, you can't think big to get big changes. It's got to be little steps, you know, all the way up to your goal.
Okay.
That's great.
You know.
All right. That sounds good. It's a place for me to start. That's as much inspiration as I can garner from you today. I refuse to receive any more inspiration.
Well, you were saying what I liked about what you just said, too, because I was thinking the squats because you're thinking big muscle groups. So you actually said to hold on to the truck first, right? That's a good starting point. Hold on to the truck first. And
yeah,
then
yeah.
Squats,
yeah,
right?
You can't even get down all the way. Like, don't even try to go down all the way at first. Just kind of, you know.
Right.
Just do it as many as you can like that, and then a few days later, try to go a little deeper.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Then eventually let go.
So push a little, don't push too hard.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So as far as checking in about the whole wheat thing, it's been 3 weeks now, and I only had a couple of slip-ups where I ate some granola, and I'm pretty sure that some sauces that I ate at some restaurant probably had some wheat in it. I tried not to get too crazy about it, but the funny thing is that ikes or anything like that. But I really haven't been eating many other grains at all altogether. Originally, it was just going to be, okay, I'm not going to do any wheat. But I only ate rice a couple of times, and that was only because I was, you know, at a Chinese restaurant, and, you know, how do you not eat rice when you're at a Chinese restaurant? I found overall that I'm very lucky. I didn't get the headaches like some of the other people have said they have the headaches. But I definitely have felt better, and this is going to sound really odd, but maybe it won't, because I haven't read any of the books. I have completely stopped taking my arthritis medicine.
Oh, wow. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Well,
in three weeks,
doesn't it, Jeff?
The pain has almost eliminated from my knees and my hands, and I have completely stopped taking my arthritis medicine. I'm going to go see my rheumatologist next week, and I'm going to say, you know, I apologize, but you're fired.
Well, good. And it's so true. That's
I'm actually pretty stoked.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
If you can have the least amount of doctors in your life, the better off you are.
Yeah. The other medicine that I quit also is my heartburn medicine. That's gone.
Ah. Oh, my gosh. That is huge.
Perfect.
So I was taking methotrexate for my hands, which is a cancer medicine. Then I was taking, I forgot the name of the stuff, for the arthritis in my knees. And then I was taking, for over 30 years, I've been taking Prilosec for my heartburn. And in 3 weeks, I eliminated three drugs that I was taking.
Oh, that's crazy. Awesome.
Good for you.
I mean,
that's be enough for anybody to say, I got to try this for 3 weeks. Seriously.
I am dumbfounded. I'm absolutely dumbfounded that I now, if I knew it was this simple 20-something years ago, but, you know, I guess, you know, when you get older, you get a little wiser, and you put people around you and that are wiser than you, and you listen to great podcasts like yours, and you learn things. And I'm just absolutely amazed. Kim, if I can, like, polish your shoes, come and paint your house, wash your car to thank you for having this podcast.
Sure, I get done with all the painting, and now you offer to come and paint. No,
well,
you know
I'm dumb, but
is,
I'm not stupid. I now offered to paint because I know you're finished painting.
Yeah. So, you know what? I throw that back to everybody, you know, like Kevin, like Jeff, this community of people that just care and care about each other. And that's what's so cool about health is that you want others to feel as good as you do when you discover something or you experience something, because this is life. Like they say, there's no dress rehearsal, so let's make it the best we can. So thank you so much, John. Thank you. Really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to get an update on the squats next week, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Right on.
Sounds great. Have a great week, John.
Thank you. I will.
Bye now. Okay, so Jeff, we're going to just wrap up here. I mean, what is your thoughts? Like, what would you tell people as far as that? I don't know if I want to go with strength training, but that's just so, just think health in general. What do you want to tell people, like some stuff maybe even just this weekend to think about, to start building some baby steps on? And we are bringing you back too. So what's something you want to have people take away?
Well, I would just say that small steps are the key to it all. And eat something raw before you eat anything. Start there. I would just encourage you to get the apple cider vinaigrette and the lemons. And,
okay, good
And you have to do your circle check anyway, so why not try to throw a few lunges when you're walking around, and you have to get low to look at stuff, so why not do a push-up while you're down there looking underneath?
That's a good idea. That is great. So I think that was a challenge you put out there, right?
Yeah, well, let's just start there.
Let's start there. Okay. Jeff, thank you so much for pulling, you know, to stop today and share with us. And I do really want to, we'll chat some more and see, because I'm sure everybody out there is thinking the same thing too. And you're talking about the videos, you know, something that we can show people. I love the fact, is it, you were working with a couple guys from CMC, how you set out a plan. Because that's what, to me, too, for me, that's what I always mean is like a plan. Like, otherwise, I let one day turn to two, to three in a week, and pretty soon a month and a year has gone by, you know. So I think
yeah,
that's what a lot of people
yeah,
might be looking for. Yeah, it's just.
Quite a few people, like, I'm a self-motivator, but quite a few people I know, they need something, and they just need to feel accountable to somebody. That's
yeah.
To us,
and that's
that,
not
and
a
that,
bad
that,
thing.
That always no, not at all. Like I mean,
yeah.
I hire trainers too for certain things, and no, it's you gotta if you're gonna be accountable to somebody, you're gonna do it, or you have a better chance of doing it anyway.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
In the end,
I
the
agree.
Only person you have to be accountable to is yourself. So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah,
you're the only one that's ever going to know that you didn't do it or cheated or, you know, you're the only
mm-hmm.
one that will know that.
Yeah, it's true. And so we just have to be honest with ourselves. And that's even to say, okay, I know where I'm at this point and be
yeah.
easy on ourselves
and
move forward. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you miss a day or you miss whatever because life gets in the way, and
yep.
don't just beat yourself up over the small things either. It's only a small thing. Don't beat yourself up over it.
Yeah, good for you. That's great
just
advice.
Just try to do it.
Great advice. Well, thanks so much, Josh. This is just a little bit
thank
of
you.
What I know you have to share. So we think about what else you can bring to the show, and let's work on that and see where it takes all of us. So thank you so much. You drive safe as you head back on the road, and look forward to talking to you again, Jeff.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Okay. Bye now. You
Bye.
Too. Bye-bye. Oh, you guys, I am just always so, I think, you know, I just sit here and think, how lucky am I to be able to talk with all you guys and have Jeff on the show and this whole tribe, this whole team that we have here. So, think about that. Take that in. If there's something that spoke to you, you know, that Jeff was saying that you want to do or you want to go research some more or look at or you want to know more about, let us know here, okay? Hopefully soon we're going to have a questionnaire email go out to everybody just to hear questions you have, too, so that we can bring those on the show when we have some time. I appreciate you guys that we get to build this together. And, you know, look for us on Facebook, the Destination Health on Audio Road Network. Again, I told you we have two of them out there where it's the one, Destination Health on Audio Road Network, so that we can get chats going on out there. Heart Smart Highway, great website, road tested living, truck and runners, ride and roll cycling. There's one today I just found from out there. The great Nancy accepted me too, and there's a trail runners one out there, so I have to look at it, and it's where they help you guys when you're on the road to find some trails that are out on the road. So go search it out. There's never too many because you'll pick and glean some from everything. So have a great weekend. Find something that you learned today. I mean, right now I'm thinking, Jeff, because I slept on the lemon juice in the morning, and I think Brittany left me back some of the apple cider I'm going to take and use that. So if that's one thing you can do in the morning, grab that and add that to your routine. So pick one thing, okay, and then let us know more what we can help. So thank you so much for joining us. You truly matter to us, and your health matters to us. So until next week, keep learning, keep moving, be committed to you, okay? Be a leader out there on the road and at home. Take this home to your family. Be that health legacy that we talked about before, and keep on this health journey. So be healthy, be fit, do the hard work. Do something good for somebody out there and master this journey to health. Thank you all. Have a great weekend. Until next week. Bye for now.